Morning, Rav Oisai. A couple of other points to do with haircuts before we go into the dinim of the haircuts themselves. The tzavo of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid says, Loi yigadel odom bluris, that a person shouldn't grow long hair. And the question is exactly what he means. Where is the long hair? There is a fashion nowadays amongst the youngsters, I think, that they have a bluris at the front, that they have long hair at the front. There have been times in the past when the fashion has been that men walk around with long hair down to their shoulders. And the question is, what is this bluris that we're not supposed to have? So he brings down as follows. He says, in the Tzavos Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, it says that you shouldn't do that. Ve'enoi boro kavanosoi. But exactly what the problem is with it is not clear. Now, in the case of loy sakifu pas roishchem, which is a lav in the Torah, in Parsha Semor, Parsha Yutes, it says there, loy sakifu pas roishchem, which means that's the issa of cutting off payas, that's the issa of making a round haircut, if you like, a straight round haircut across the, just above the ear. And there, there's a machlokes rishonim as to what the reason is. The Rambam says that the Torah asked it mishum chukos ovde avodah kochavim. It's part of a chukos seim lo seilechu, in which that this was the fashion amongst the koimrim of avodah zorah, amongst the priests of avodah zorah, and it was certainly the fashion amongst the Christian monks, that they used to cut their hair in such a way that they had a straight line across the top of the ear, and they didn't keep any payas. And therefore we would dafka do the opposite because of Uchukesem lo Selechu. And the Rambam says that's the reason, Tam HaMitzvah, why the Torah said lo Sakifu Pas Roishcheb. The Torah argues, the Torah says that it's a choik. The Rabbeinu Shlom told us not to cut our hair in that way. We don't know the reason for it, the same way we don't understand Bosa Becholov, and we don't understand Por Adomo, so we don't understand this choik either, but clearly that's what the Rabbeinu Shlom wanted. Now we've got the question, so that's in those things. That's in the haircut itself. Now, in the case of blurius, which is the long hair, there are two reasons brought down as well. Some say that the issa of blurius is the same as the issa of lo sakifu, that this was the derech of the ovdei koichovim, to walk around either with very, very long hair at the front or very long hair at the back, whatever we'll understand the blurius, that the issa would be mishum ovdei koichovim. How do you know? How is a nozer allowed to have long hair? That would be, obviously, because the Torah says so. Yeah, the Torah makes the exception. But if you go to the next reason, it comes even harder with the nozir. Because the other reason is an argument about whether or not this long hair is going to be a chatzitza for your tefillin. Right? Is the long hair either at the front, on the place where the shalrosh is sitting, or at the back where the knot, where the kesher is sitting at the back, right? So he says, some say chukas ovde kachovim, but he says that it's a chatzitza for the tefillin shel roish, and that could be, if the problem is at the front, that, I don't know, I don't want to get involved because it's quite common amongst Yeshiva Bokrim nowadays, but if you have very long hair at the front, then it could be that, excuse me a second, if you have very long hair at the front, it could be that it's going to be a problem with the chatzitza or the tefillin,
A knot.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So there's a Maaseh Shehoyo. Also, there are some men who walk around with a ponytail. Yeah. Clearly. You meant the ponytail at the back, yeah. So that's going to be a problem for the kesher shel tefillin, possibly. And the third reason, which we'll deal with tomorrow, is poshut, it's a question of shachatz v'gavo, it's just a it's just a person having a, you know, being very proud of the way that he looks, and he cares that much about the way that he looks that he wants to follow the latest in fashion. These are all three reasons that are brought down in the Sefer as to why one's not allowed to grow long hair.
What is the Sefer? Special
Sefer? Yes. Start with the Otterway, North West London, Monday, Yud-Day, Cheshvan, 3rd of November. Rabbi Binyamin Rubin Schlitter, the Nisoyan of the Akeda. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Berkovitz, Lechva Tzimchan Nisoyan of A.D. Berkovitz, Shetichi and Yossi Fishman, Neri Yoel Kostner, took place yesterday. Here also in Shemir Bais, Neman, B'Yisrael, Hashem, B'Yisilo, Ul'il Nishmas, our founder, Rabbi Yosef Durbin, Rabbi Shimon, Michal Tzvi, Itzkovitz, Akron, Lebrocha.
End of this week's Pasha, the Pasha talks about the Akedah. The Akedah was the last Nisoyan from the 10 Nisoyanis that Kodesh Baruch Hu did to Avram. The Medrash says that the Nisoyan of the Akedah was Keneged Kulam. Keneged Kulam means it was so special, it was more special than more than all the 9 Nisoyanis together. What was so special about the Nisoyan of the Akedah that was so special more than all the other 9 Nisoyanis? Also, Rashi, beginning of the Akedah, Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Vayoyim kachnos bincha, please take your son, that's Yechid Chasha, after the one that you loved. So what's please? So Rashi brings says, "Ei no elo lashon bakasha." No means please. Omaloi, Rebbein Shlom told Avram, "Bevakasha, bevakasha mumcha, amoidli bozeh nisoyin. Please stay strong with this nisoyin." Shelo yoimru harishoynes lo hoya b'hem mamish. So we should not say that if you're not going to stay on this nisoyin, if you're not going to keep strong with this nisoyin, we'll say that all the other 9 nisoyins that Avram Avinu did ain't b'hem mamish. Means it's useless. It means if Avraham Avinu would keep it to this Nisoyan, will stay strong in this Nisoyan, so then there is value in all the other 9 Nisoyanis. But if in this 10th Nisoyan, Avraham Avinu doesn't stay strong, so it loses the value of all the other 9 Nisoyanis. The question is why, again, the same question like before, why is this? Avraham Avinu went through 9 Nisoyanis, worked himself very hard, and he passed, and then he came to the 10th Nisoyan. Let's say he would have failed in the 10th Nisoyan. So he went through 9 Nisoyans, the 10th one he failed. Why, if he fails on this 10th Nisoyan, so then all the other 9 Nisoyans ain't by mamish. Ain't by mamish means it has no value, nothing left of it. What's the pshat in it? So let's take and see, what was the Nisoyan of that Akedah? So Pesukim tell us, V'yachad v'om v'eile, v'alikim nises Avram. He told him, V'ayim v'kachnos b'inchos yechidcha ashahavta, please take your son, yechidcha yoniwan ashahavta, yitzchok. Bring him up to Oila on the Mizbeach. He wakes up in the morning straight away. He takes the wood which goes on the Mizbeach. He finally comes to Har Maria, to the place. He builds the Mizbeach. He sets the wood on the Mizbeach. He ties Yitzchok. He puts him onto the Mizbeach on top of the Eitzim. He takes his hand. He's holding the sack in the knife. Ready for Shechita. Hashem calls out. Don't check him. Don't do anything to him. Ki ato yodati. Now I know ki rei elokim ato. Rashi here brings a very interesting medrash. Omar Abba, Rabbi said, Omar lo Avram, afarish lefanecha sichosi. Avram told Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to discuss with you our conversation. Esmoil omatoli, yesterday you told me ki beYitzchok ikar lechozora. You promised me that from Yitzchok is going to be, Klal Yisrael is going to come out from Yitzchok. I'm going to build the whole Klal Yisrael. That means Yitzchak is going to have a kiyum. He's going to have kids. He's going to have grandchildren. The whole Klal Yisrael will come up from Yitzchak. V'chozato v'amato, you changed your mind. Kachnos bincha, take this Yitzchak and go shecht and voira. Change your mind. Achshov, now, you change your mind again. Ato oimeli, al tishlach yot chalana. Don't shecht him. So Avraham Avinu asked Rebbeinu Shalom, what's going on? You tell me, you promised me, kibitzchak l'kol chazora. That means it's going to be a kiyum of Klal Yisrael. The next day you tell me, go shecht him. Then soon after, well, take him back down. What's going on? Omla Akash Baruch Hu answered, Lo yachal brisi u'moitza sfosa le'ashana. I never ever change my mind. What I said in the beginning, I meant the whole way along, and nothing changed. K'shomati l'cho kach, when I told you, go bring him up for oilo, moitza sfosa le'ashana. I'd never changed my mind. Lo yamati l'cho shchoteyu. I have never said you should shecht him. All that Rebbeinu Shalom told, Avraham Avinu was to be malim, to put him on top of the mizbeach. He never ever said shecht him. So very nice. Sunday, Rebbeinu Shalom told him, Haleyu. Hey, kibitzchok yikol chazor. I promise him to be a klemchok klazor. Monday, Rebbeinu Shalom told him, go bring him up to mizbeach. He never said shecht. And Tuesday, he told him, now take him off. There's no steers. There was never a question on the kibitzchak yikol chazora. So kipshuta sounds like from this Rashi that there was never a tzivuy or any din of shchita. There's no din of shchita. All Rebbeinu Shalom told haleyu. Lo yamati shchoteyu. I never told you shchoteyu. Ela haleyu. There was only a din halah. Avraham Avinu somehow misunderstood. He thought you have to also shecht. But Rebbeinu Shalom never told him to shecht. There was no din or tzivuy of shchita. The oila was Rebbeinu Shalom told him, be magdishin, put him to the back with a kedushas oila. Just give him a kedushas oila. What's enough given of kedushas oila? First of all, we see that Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael. He had a kedushas oila. He had a kedusha oila. That was the whole tzivui. But there was no tzivui of shchita. The question to that is that in Tfilas Geshem, said no long ago, we say, remember, the one who was born in the Psura of Yukach No Matmaim, which is Yitzchok. V'sachto lehoiroi, you told lehoiroi, or he means his parent, or he means you commanded him. V'sachto lehoiroi, you told Avraham Avinu, leshochatoi, to shecht him, lishpoich domoi kamayim. You told Avraham Avinu leshochatei to go ahead and shecht him lishpech domo kamayim, and here Rashi is going on bringing the medrash. The medrash lo yamatish choteyu. I never told you to shecht him. Only aleyu. So what's going on here? Was there din shchita? Wasn't there din shchita? How does this tefillah of Geshem go along with the medrash? So I'd like to suggest the following. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik had two very strong kashas on this medrash that Rashi brings. The first question comes out, Ribbono Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu, Lo yamati shchoteyu, I never told you shech, Elo hale, you just bring him up for oila. So what comes out is, Avraham Avinu misunderstood. It was just a misunderstanding. So asks Reb Chaim, why is he nisoyin? Just because Avraham Avinu misunderstood, he thought, he's haleyu means also shchita. So really, he went through a terrible nisayon, and wow, he managed. What's not nisayon? That's not called a nisayon. Just because he talked himself in Avraham Avinu, the haleyu means I have to bring him up and also shecht him. Rebbeinu Shalom never told him shecht him. So where is the nisayon bechlav? Everyone talks about this whole nisayon. Major says this is keneged kulam. Where is the nisayon bechlav? That's question number one.
Without shechting him, it wasn't to burn him alive.
No. Don't not burn him. Just haleyu means just put him onto the mizbeach. Put him on the mizbeach. Kavanos, different kavanos, you have to do shchita, kabbalah, ilachas rikah. By him, all you have to do is just put him on the mizbeach and that's it. And then take him down. Only haleyu. Haleyu means bring him up onto the mizbeach. That was the whole tzivui. The pasuk says haleyu loyla. That's how when the Rebbeinu Shalom told Avraham Avinu, he said haleyu. Another question Reb Chaim asked, that Rebbein Shalom told Avraham Avinu, this is benevuah. So Reb Chaim said, as benevuah is not shaykh misunderstanding. The Derech Hashem is mas be'barichas. By nevuah, it's impossible to have misunderstanding. We think nevuah is like talking. So talking, you know what I mean? What did he mean? He meant that. Nevuah was a whole different type. And it was everything was clear. And there was no two meanings when it came to nevuah. So how can you say b'chlal that Avraham Avinu misunderstood Ribbono Shel Olam? Ribbono Shel Olam told him Aleh, and he thought it means shechita. It was a nevuah, but the nevuah there's no misunderstanding.
So what's the difference
between the
Tachpach Ramahira and the other one?
Sorry?
It's Tachpach Ramahira
and the
nevuah, absolutely clear.
Yeah.
And the
other being
didn't. So what was the difference there?
Right, but there is different madrigas of nevuah, but when someone reaches the real madriga of nevuah, the Derech Hashem says, someone reaches the real madriga of nevuah, so then there isn't... It's clear what Ribbono Shel Olam wants. There's different ways how Ribbono Shel Olam says the nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was mamash pale pear. There's different madrigas, but the action of nevuah is a clear thing.
So the Kamar Hashem is absolutely clear
So Reb Chaim wants to say a pshat. Reb Chaim says Avraham Avinu understood and knew that Ribbono Shel Olam told him Halei Loila. It was never mitzvah him for shechita. There was no chiyuv shechita. Avraham Avinu knew that. Halei loyla. Halei is halei. It's not shechita. Mavos. The thing is, the din is, if someone says, for example, harei zoyla, has a behemoth next to him, says harei zoyla, gives us a kedusha as oyla. Reb Chaim says, so it comes out now that there's an oyla in front of us, there's this oyla is mechuyiv b'shechita. When someone has an oyla, automatically he becomes mechuyev. Well, every oila you're mechuyev to make sure you're makrivit to the mizbeach. Because what's a kedusha say? A kedusha oila is for something to bring. It's a present for Ribbono Shel Olam. Go to be makrivim, shechtim, spritz the dam, the zrike, and burn it, haktora. So Avraham Avinu knew the din was halei, only halei. The problem is Avraham Avinu made the poshtachesh. Once I have oil in front of me, the tzibui was tak only halei. But once there was a tzibui and a din ha'aleihu, and they gave the kedushas oila, every oila you're mechuyev to go and be makriv to Ribbono Shel Olam. That means when Ribbono Shel Olam said ha'aleihu, ain't chlam the tzibui was only ha'aleihu, but from this tzibui of ha'aleihu comes up a new din, automatically from this, once there's ha'aleihu and you're makriv to oila, so automatically comes out from there a din that you have to go ahead and shecht. So Medes says, Reb Chaim, everything is good. There was no misunderstanding. Avraham Avinu knew that tzibah was aleihu. The thing is, once there was a tzibah aleihu, so automatically from there comes a new chiyuv shechita, because every oila you're mechuyev to go and do a shechita. So you want to, that's why, v'yikach samacheles is ready to take the sakin, to shechtim. So Ribbono Shel Olam told him, no, v'im Avraham, al tishlach yotcha lanar, you'll mekayim the tzibah 100%, because the tzibah was aleihu. And this second din, this second chelik, which now I need to go and be makriv, HaKushboch told him, be'etzim, you're right. Avada, every oilo, you're mechuyev to go ahead, and you have to go and be makriv it. By your potter, I'm pattering you from makrova, don't go and shechtin. That's Reb Chaim's pshat. So going back to Tfilas Geshem, it's very good. V'sachta lohoiro, HaKushboch was mitzava, Avraham Avinu, tzivui, which from that tzivui, he was automatically mechayev leshochato lishpechdom kamayim. Ein chlam, the tzivu was haleyu. Just bring him up to his bech. But in this tzivu of haleyu, it brings me in automatically. It's mechayev me a new din to go ahead and do shechita. Hagam, the tzivu was only for the haleyu, but once there's haleyu, automatically I'm mechuyev to do shechita because every oila is mechuyev ba'akrava. So sachta lohoira kashbochus mitzavim a tzivu, which is to bring him up to the mizbeach, and then you'll be chayev. There is a Rashi brings before that al tishlach yotcha lanar. So Rashi says Omaloi, Avraham Avinu told Ribbono Shel Olam, in Cain, you tell me I shouldn't shecht Yitzchok. In Cain, lechinam basi lekan, I came in for no reason. I woke up in the morning, Vashna Avraham Baboike, I went for 3 days walk. I came in for no reason, you're telling me not to shecht him anymore. Let me do a scratch onto Yitzchak, just a small scratch. But oitzim menedam, I'll pour out from him a bit of blood. So Biskrov asked, what's Pshat? Okay, if you want to go ahead and do Akrova, you're saying, and Rabbi Shalom says you're potter to be makrif the oiler. So tell Rabbi Shalom, okay, please let me be makrif. I don't want to come here for no reason. Please let me go ahead and be makrif. But stam, to make a scratch, pour out a bit of blood. What's going on here? Stam making scratches. What type of avoid is? So he said, Lefir Reb Chaim is very good. Because every oiler, you're mechuyv to go ahead and do all the four avoiders of a korban. Shechita, kabbalah, elo, chazrika. So Avraham Avinu told Rebbein Shalom, Enechlam, you be'etzem I'm chuyv to do these avoiders, but you're patterning me, you're telling me, please don't do a shechita. So Avraham is saying, although I can't do a shechita, kampota, you give me a p'tur oynes, I can't do a shechita, you don't let me, but at least let me go ahead and do a zrika, I'll make a small scratch, I'll be in the kind of other avoiders. Let me do a zrika, oynes mechuyv with akrav, you're mechuyv to go ahead and be makir of this korban. So let me go ahead and give a scratch and do a zrika, do the other avoiders, which is not steered to shechita. This is a Gemara in Tainus. Taftalet. Gemara brings a posik. Ashaloi tzivisi, I didn't command you. Veloi dibarti, I didn't tell you. Veloi olsa libi, I didn't have in mind. So Gemara says these three things are going on three different cases. Ashaloi tzivisi, ze bnoi shal misha. Ashaloi dibarti, something else. V'loy olsa libi is ze Yitzchok ben Avram. V'loy olsa libi is the case of Akedas Yitzchok, which loy olsa libi means Rebbein Shalom never really had in mind to shecht Yitzchok. So Rashi explains how it sounds like from the Gemara, which the Gemara is trying to say is, there is a case of Asheloi Tzivisi, I never commanded you, but there is a case which Tzivisi, I did command you, but loy olsa libi, I didn't have in mind. There is a case which Tzivisi I commanded, but loy olsa libi I didn't have in mind. Keloy Maharash says, Sha'af al pishet Tzivisi, mo'ilum lo olsa libi, lishchot benoy. I never really had in mind. If we learn Rashi, like in Pashtus, that sounds like Rashi brings the Medrash, loy amati shchoteyu, I never told you shchoteyu, elo haleyu. So what's the Gemara saying? I commanded you, but I didn't mean it. Rabbi Yishon never commanded me for shchita. And he never had the mind even. Never commanded and never had the mind. Both not. And the Haleu, Rabbi Shalom was Tzivisi, he did command and he did mean it. Where is this thing which I was mitzavah you, I commanded you, but I didn't mean it? If we learn Rashi like the Pashtus. But if you're a Chaim, it's very good. I commanded you to do Haleu, which from that Haleu, automatically you're mechuyev with shechita. Because once there's a Kedushas Oila, now one is mechuyev to go ahead and do a shechita. But loy olsa libi, I didn't really have in mind that you should go so far and do a shechita. Once you do the Kedushas Oila, my mind was always, I'm going to stop you and say, Al tasle mu'uma. It fits very good in the Reb Chaim. Back now to the questions we spoke about in the beginning. The question was, the Medrash says, as the Nisoyan of the Akedah was Keneged Kulam, something so special that was special, more special than all the other nine together. What was so special about the Nisoyan of the Akedah? So the Fir Chaim, I want to be Mazbe, comes out. The Tzivui was Halev. The Tzivui was never to do a Shechita. Now, in the actual Halev, there's no Nisoyan. No one minds to bring up this child up to Mizbech, give him Kedushas Olam. Good thing, why not? Your child should have Kedusha of Oile. Very good thing, what's wrong? And the actual Tzibui of Halev is no Nisoyan. The Nisoyan is only the second part, which comes out from the Halev. Once there is a Din Halev, so there's a Kedusha, once I did Halev, I do Halev, so I give him a Kedusha Zoyla. Once I give him a Kedusha Zoyla, I become Mechuyev to go and do a Shechita. So this was the Chelik of the Nisoyan. Now this chelik of the Nisoyan, this part of the Nisoyan, which I have to go into Shechita, which comes after the Din HaAleihu, is, for example, someone says HaRezu Oila, so now you're mechuyev to go ahead and do a Shechita. This chiyuv Shechita that you're mechuyev to do, there's no one in the Torah that ever says you're mechuyev to do Shechita right now, straight away. You have Oila, you have Korban Oila, you're not mechuyev to do the first second, you can push off a day, you can push off a day before the behemoth dies, you could do really a Shechita. As long as you bring this behemoth to to the Mizbeach and you're makrim into Rebbeinu Shalom. There's no chiv whatsoever to do a shechita right now. But one should not push off. First of all, maybe the heart of the behemoth will have a heart attack or die. You have to make sure that this behemoth is your makrib to Rebbeinu Shalom. So you have to make sure, you have to be worried to everything, so maybe it'll die. So that's one reason why I want you to do it as quick as possible. And then there's a mitzvah of zerizim magdim le-mitzvahs. Every mitzvah one should do as fast as possible. Not delay a mitzvah. Chazal say, mitzvah bo le-yotcha, of mitzvah that comes to your hands, al tach mitzani. You know, one should not be machmitz. So it comes out now, make the cheshbon. Avram Vinu gave Yitzchak a kedushas oyla. Now he's mechuyev, like oyla, I raise oyla, he's mechuyev to now bring him, makrev him to Rebbeinu Shleilem. He be'etz him, Avram Avinu, he could have said, listen, Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, you're still young, let's get you married quickly in a few years, let's have kids, let's build a klal Yisrael, and then in 10 years, in 15 years, in 20 years, I don't know, when I see you getting older, let's do a shechita then. And if Avram Avinu says that, he's not being mevatel any asei. He's not going against a mitzvah asei, against a tzivui of Rebbeinu Shalom. All Rebbeinu Shalom told him is halei. Now there is a zriz makdim mitzvah avolecha tach mitzana, and who said it's going to be, how you don't know how long it's going to be alive for, but the etzim, Avraham Avinu could have pushed off. He could have at least said, you know what I mean, not 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, at least say to Yitzchak, listen, I love you so much, let's just spend another 2 days together, we'll do the shechit in 2 days. There's no going against the tzivui of Rebbeinu Shalom are pushing off. But this was the nisoyen which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu to see if Avraham Avinu is going to do this mitzvah b'shalei Musa without like saying, no, I want to keep Yitzchak, make cheshbonis to try and delay him. There's reason makdim le mitzvahs Avraham Avinu b'yashkem Avraham b'boker, and he went straight away, he wanted to do this mitzvah b'shalei Musa, in ganzen b'shalei Musa. That means, halei loyla, and once he's mechuyev v'shchita, to go ahead and do no delays. Yeah, cheshbonis, you know, I mean, kibitzer ikar chazar could have made the cheshbon, so let's try and quickly get married and thing, push off a bit. No cheshbonis, Rebbein Shalom told him, halei lo'ila, he's mechuyev v'shchita, zriz magdim le'mitzvahs. He went ahead straight away to do the shchita. This is something which is more special than all the other nisyonos. For example, lech l'cho me'atzcha, Rebbein Shalom told him, leave your land. So, if he listens to Rebbeinu Shalom, good. If he doesn't listen to Rebbeinu Shalom, he's going against the tzivui of Rebbeinu Shalom. So Avraham Avinu doesn't have any choice, really. It's all listening or going against Rebbeinu Shalom. This nisoyen is a much higher level nisoyen. He could have been mekayem the tzivui properly. The tzivui is halei. This new din of Arezu Oila, you're mechuyev to go ahead and do akroba. There's no din I have to do it now. There's a milah of Zizim Magdin Mitzvahs. One should do it as soon as possible. And Avraham Avinu afilu achi, he had much, he loved Yitzchak. And he had all cheshbonis to delay it. He didn't look to delay it. Rashi also, that we asked from, Rashi says, if you're not going to stand in this nisoyen, ain't by mamish. All the other nisoyenis, you lose the value of all the other nisoyenis. Why? He went through 9 nisoyenis. The text says, all the 9 nisoyenis, Avraham Avinu was an aver ha-madrega. He was a very high madrega, and obviously the nisoyenis were something. It wasn't nothing. But the idea of a nisoyen is to show your bittle to Rebbeinu Shalom. To show that I do everything for Rebbeinu Shalom. That means a person doesn't have their own cheshbonis. He does everything. Everything's for Rebbeinu Shalom. So all the other 9 nisoyenis, you don't see 100% bittle. Why? Because, like I said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to go. So if you don't go, you're going against the will of Rebbeinu Shalom. So you're really forced to go. Because Baruch said you're mechuyev to go. So if you go, you're good. And if you don't go, you're going against the Rebbeinu Shalom. So you see that even if it's hard, Avraham Avinu was a very high nisoyen, and he stood in it. But you don't see the 100% bittle. When do you see the 100% bittle? That is when you have a loophole. You could be the kind tzivui aboyer mamish keil chosa. You could mamish do what Rebbeinu Shalom said to do, but I could this chelek hanisoyen I could push off another few years. There's a loophole. Avraham Avinu wasn't looking for any of these. He was looking to do the mitzvah b'shalei Musa in Ganzen, and that is where you see a real bittle of 100% bittle without any chokmas. And that is why if Avraham Avinu wouldn't have kept to this nisoyen, harishon sein be'mamish means you don't have 100% bittle. Very nice. Avraham Avinu was on a high madrega, very high madrega, went through nine Nisyonis. But does he have a real bittul? No. Because we see that when he has cheshbonos, when he has ways out of the Nisyon, if he has a path that could avoid the Nisyon, he would avoid it. So this was the real raya. Now, Avraham Avinu was a real mevatel to Ribbono Shel Olam.
Could we say forget?
No, what?
He said the very opposite. That Vibalt, he had a way of being Mekayim ki b'yitzlok l'korah k'ozora and v'halei yosham lo'ilo. That's what he was mechuyev to find.
No, zichron mechuyev to do.
He was mechuyev to find that route.
No, zichronot.
Why?
Because first of all, Avraham Avinu understood that this is the Nisoyen of Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam told him, "Amoyed libazei Nisoyen." So if there was a Nisoyen here, and that means that when Ribbono Shel Olam told him, "Aleim," no one minds to be makdish the son for oila. It's a kishmak hazak. Now he knew that the idea is to give him a kedusha oila, and from there you give him chuyev shchita, and don't make them cheshbonos of kibitzel ikar l'chazan. He knew that that is the test going to be if you're going to make this cheshbon or not.
But what? Once Rav Yitzchak told him Kibitzchak Kikol
Chazara, but a person
said,
not
that's the way of being Mekayim Bithel.
Yeah, but Kibitzchak Kikol Chazara wasn't a tzivui. If it would be a tzivui, then you're 100% right. He's mechuyev to do Kibitzchak Kikol Chazara, and he's mechuyev to do the Halei Loira. So somehow he, like I was saying, he'll have to do the two. Kibitzchak Kikol Chazara wasn't a tzivui. It was a broch and a toch to Avraham Avinu. Don't worry, I'm going to give you a Yitzchak which is going to have a klal shel. But it's not for him to make this cheshbonos. It wasn't a tzivui. It wasn't a chiyuv that he was meant to do. The pasuk says, "Vayashkan Avraham baboyker." The first thing he wakes up in the morning, "Vayvaka atze oila," and he starts cutting the wood for the akedah. So the Medrash says, "Bischus this chus that Avraham Avinu vayvaka atze oila, boka hakadosh baruch hu es hayom lifnei Yisrael." By Yamsuf, when Klasol came to Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Yamsuf. Why? Bizchus this Vayvaka Atz Oila. So it sounds like just because it says Vayvaka, Boka, Vayvaka, it's the same wording, that's why. Well, it must be some Zchus here in the Vayvaka Atz Oila. What was this big thing of Vayvaka Atz Oila? The people were saying is very good. By Yashkam Avraham Baboyke, we were people like us will wake up in the morning. Let's be Mekayim Tzivui of Ribbono Shel Olam. Halei Loila, and we'll worry about the Shechita afterwards. Worry about it. I mean, you're not going to do the Shechita, as we said. Avraham Avinu, the second, Vashka Avraham Baboyke, the first thing he did is, Vayvaka Atzoyla. He made sure he shall have wood that he could burn Yitzchok. That was the last stage to do the mitzvah Bishlei Musa, till Yitzchok will be Eifer, nothing left of Yitzchok. And this was the Holy Son. As we're saying, the Holy Son was to see if he's going to do the mitzvah b'shlei Musa. And b'schus Avraham Avinu taka went and vayvaka atze oila and he looked, tried to taka to do the nisoyin mamish till the end. That's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu bekeh the yam. Medrash also says that Medrash asks a question: Why did Avraham Avinu cut the wood? It was a 3-day walk, so why did he have to schlep the wood for 3 days? He should come to Har Moriah, find wood there, and shecht and cut there and have wood. So Medrash says, because Avraham Avinu was so worried, well, maybe there's not going to be wood there. Maybe there won't be wood there. We're talking about a chiyuv, which he wasn't even mechuyev. He wasn't mechuyev to really shech that day b'chlal. There was no chiyuv, a shechita b'chlal that day. But Avraham Avinu did everything to make sure that shouldn't be any, the mitzvah should be mamash b'shlei Musa in Ganzen. And that's why he even schlepped the wood for 3 days. And b'schus ha'raka atza oila, boka kosh boka sayam lifnei. By Chris Yamsov.
Shoya. Very good.
Thank you. Yeah,